Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. You can also hear a number of these shows going all the way back to February on iHeartRadio.com, iHeartRadio.com. And you put it, go to the podcast and put in Dan's Health Talks, and there it is. And I really appreciate people listening to both of those. Now, I have Dr. Larry McDay, and Dr. McDay is a brilliant nutritionist. He's a PhD in nutrition, also a naturopathic doctor. He's been at this for many, many years. In fact, I spent 5 years studying with Larry because I needed someone in Oklahoma that really studied this stuff as much as I did, that I could bounce ideas off and see what he thought. And I didn't want the class to end. I was not concerned about getting the degree. I was concerned about having someone I could talk to, and that's continued since then. So, Larry, I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate knowing you and the things I've learned from you. So thank you for being with us.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Dan. Always a pleasure to speak with you, and I always have had a good time with you in class. You add a lot to the class.
Well, yeah, apparently I add too much to the class. I had that I had that trouble in college. One time I wanted to skip class, and I asked my professor, could, and he said, yeah, I'll be able to get through my class lecture if you skip, because I asked him so many questions within an hour. But anyway, now I do it professionally. Now, Larry, you've studied this in depth on different things that have an anti-aging effect on the body. What nutritional things are now on your radar that excites you the most, that you think has the most dramatic effect on anti-aging?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that we have to take a close look at, and people overlook some of the tiniest things out there. And we've done this for years, and both on the orthodox medical side and on the naturopathic side. We've seen to kind of jump on some particular bandwagon and leave other things to the side. And the thing that I'm most excited about, yeah, there's a million different things out there. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but there are many things out there that you can do to help with the anti-aging situation. But you want to make sure that you continue on. We want good cardiovascular health. We want to avoid the cancer situation, the gut situation. So many things are involved. And we can approach from different avenues to achieve these goals that we have of long living, healthy living as we lived older. But one of the things I think a lot of people overlook, and it's a national almost epidemic, where, and you're going to think this is kind of mundane, but most people are so deficient and so low in vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are in the know will say, well, I take vitamin D3, I take this, I take that. But what they don't know, if they don't work in tandem with another nutrient, meconium known, you have to, again, say, well, the vitamin D3 that I'm taking basically is going down to the wayside. Eventually, it's not going to do me much good. You have to have vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have it in specific delivery systems. One of the better or best delivery systems is the MK7. There are different substrates or classifications of that K2. Now, K2 can be found in a lot of veggies, a lot of other foods, but again, it doesn't get processed very much or very well, and so you need to usually supplement, but you need to have the K7. The main thing that rascal does is help, of course, the calcium and magnesium exchange in the cell, but it also makes sure you don't have a bunch of plaquing or atherosclerosis plaque form, because our friend K7 is almost a chelator. It goes in and grabs all that plaque and takes it slowly away in a very slow process, a safe process, and a healthy process.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that really excites me. Now, in the research I've done on it, MK4 and regular K2 does not do anything as far as removing the calcium. And yet I see a lot of companies put them all in there together. And K1 can be a problem if anyone's on blood thinners. But MK7, when you get over 300 micrograms, around 330, that's what the research, along with D3, 5,000, 10,000, I use a D3, really show the removal of the plaque. But one of the things that excites me is the way it affects the mitochondria. It energizes the mitochondria as well.
Yes, it does. And here's the situation. You mentioned dosage there, and we have to be careful on this, and there's a lot of research out there. Some companies will say all you need is approximately 130 micrograms of the MK7. Again, that's great that you have that, but I prefer that we have at least a 300 milligrams, not milligrams, let's
micrograms.
Micrograms to do the job. Now, when I take my D3 in the day, in the morning, and you got to be careful taking D3 later in the day if you want to not have problems. It's always better to take it early in the day if you're a normal day person. However, with the microgram usage of the MK7, I've learned through research and through almost empirical data, you don't want to mix the two in the same formula. A lot of people do, but I think it's a good idea to separate them and take them in a different dose, a little bit apart from one another, and I think you get better results with that. Research tends to show that right now. It's not actually proven yet. It's still a theory, but I think it's going to turn out well.
See, folks, that's why I like Larry, to interview Larry and learn from Larry, because I take them together. I didn't know that there was a problem taking them apart. I'll look more in detail on taking those separate. Folks, a lot of people will say only take 4,000 IUs of D3. You really need to get measured. I was taking 5,000, and it ended up I was at the low level of normal. I was down around 32, 35, not healthy. And so I went for a little while. I did 20,000, then I dropped down to 10,000. And now I'm right around between 60 and 70. Sometimes I'm up around right around 70, which is ideal. So some of you will need higher dosages. So you work with a doctor that will do a blood test on the D3. And is that your advice too, Larry?
Well, again, you make sure that you have the right test. So 25-hydroxyvitamin D3 is the one that you want to ask your doctor to run. And on that 25-hydroxyvitamin D3 test, they're going to measure those D3 levels. Now, the parameter or the range is kind of screwy. A lot of docs will say, well, you're at 32, as you mentioned, and they're going to think everything's hunky-dory. Again, that's an old-fashioned term. If you know a guy, you use that term.
But hunky-dory,
either way,
okay.
Either way, I don't like – I see patients that have well below 20. I even saw a lady that had 8. And that's dangerously low. There are a lot of different process of disease and dysfunction associated with those low levels. So you have to be cautious with that. But then again, you can go overboard on the dosage, but very few people. I like to have mine, even though the parameter on most lab tests are someplace around a high, around 70. I have no problem if you're higher than that, not much higher, up to around 100. You have to keep an eye on it. You want to measure yourself at least about every 6 months. But if you're taking those high doses, you need to make sure that you're taking enough of a good quality vitamin K7. Now, you're going to get the K2 that has the MK7 in it. MK4 is one of those that we talked about that can be useful, but again, the epitome of good is the MK7. But again, if you're taking higher doses as you were, if you're taking someplace around 5 to 10,000 IUs a day of a good quality D3, and make sure, let's tell people D3 has to be the guy to use. Don't use D2, even though there are some docs that will use D2 in high doses to bring the things up. I've had patients get prescribed that D2 high dosage for a few weeks, and their vitamin D levels did not change. Again, I recommend something that's not in soy delivery system, but in something like sesame seed oil or vitamin E or something—not vitamin E, but olive oil—is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Again, those are the better delivery forms.
Well, this is very important. And I know it's if you get enough sunlight, sunlight won't even do it unless the shadow is shorter than you are tall. So. Probably, you know, if it's, in the wintertime, it's very hard to get that. But
in the summertime.
Yeah, in the summertime, you got to be out close to when the sun's directly above head. And then you have to have on just some shorts and a short sleeve or tank top or something where you're exposed to the sun.
And make sure that you have no sunglasses on or regular glasses, because the eyes are the key to how vitamin D3 is going to be absorbed correctly. And so if you even have regular eyeglass wear on, not sunglasses, sunglasses are completely prohibited, you're not going to get the D3 absorption that you think you're getting. You need to have those glasses off.
You know, I read that and I forgot all about that, and that is true. Now, I don't play golf, and I'm not out there trying to get my D3 by being outside a whole lot. I prefer to supplement with it because I think even though it's very important to get the sunlight in your skin, it still ages the skin to a degree.
Well, it can dry it out. It can age. You have to be careful of burning, but don't go with the idea of slathering on a bunch of.
No, that's worse for you.
Because that's even worse for you. But neither here nor there. Common sense, moderation, and you should be good.
Yeah. Just work up. I mean, if you're going to get a nice tan in the summertime, get out there first for just 20 or 30 minutes, a few days, and add a little bit more. And cosmic rays don't tear up the membrane of your cells, of your skin, and age you too quickly. Right. And also hydrate. Very, very important. You know, folks, something very simple. Take a little bit of sea salt and putting a pinch or two in water, and 16 ounces of water, and drinking that a couple times a day is probably the best sports drink you can get.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. In fact, people will drink that other stuff, and, of course, they're not doing themselves any good at all. And people are so worried, especially people with cardiovascular problems, the word salt is anathema to them. However, the thing is, with sea salt, you've got the minerals and a few vitamins, mainly the minerals, the magnesium, potassium, that type of thing. And you actually get a good delivery system with something like the Himalayan or some of that type of.
Yeah, Celtic and Himalayan both. And I think, if I remember right, the salt and the ratio of salt is actually the same that's in our cells that are in our body. Our body, we're a sea creature that surrounded itself with a membrane and left the sea, basically. So that's one way of looking at us. But some people say we probably ought to go back to the sea. But, Larry, you do a lot of nutritional counseling. I take your Daily Assured Nutrition, which is a very powerful, very comprehensive, the most comprehensive I know, of vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. And I advise everyone to look into this if you really want to cover all the bases. So, Larry, how do people get a hold of you? Because some of these people may be hearing this nationally, internationally, and want to get a hold of you and take the Daily Assured Nutrition or the Super Dan, the Super
sure.
Daily Assured
well,
Nutrition.
Right. The area code is 405, and the telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
I really appreciate it, Larry, and I'm going to talk to you again very soon. You always are full of a lot of interesting information. Thank you very much, Larry.
Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Dan's Health Talks, and you're listening to someone who's been doing this for 22 years. Actually, for about 5 or 6 years before that, I was a spokesman for some network marketing companies, educational person. Years ago, network marketing companies used to give out cassettes on different products when they had some super powerful product. And they found that I was very good at explaining things and enjoyed doing it. And so I became the educational director. That's what brought me into radio. There was a product that was really powerful. I mean, we were getting wonderful effects. And then the company got scared of the FDA because this product worked great on cancer, gave you a tremendous amount of energy, helped with blood sugar, did so many different things, and helped with, it's been used to purify water since the late 60s. And actually, the Army used it. But the company is afraid to talk about it, so I don't talk about it anymore. But it brought me into doing radio. I did a lot of great shows and had a lot of people that had had cancer that no longer had cancer after they took high dosages. You would think in a country that claims to have free speech that I would be able to talk about those stories. But no. The FDA and FTC would run in and take those things off the shelf if they heard me promoting that. And the company would have to spend tens of millions of dollars proving that, maybe in the hundreds of millions, to proving that before a claim could be made like that. So there's a lot of people that would be able to, might hear what I was talking about, be able to get over cancer with it, that'll never know what the product is that I'm talking about, that it's not very expensive. At a therapeutic dose, taking three bottles a month would probably cost you about $75, less than $80. Very, very inexpensive. And yet it's very good. And there's a lot of things out there that are very effective on cancer. You know, one of the simple things to help raise the pH up, because cancer likes to really be in an acidic state, to balance the pH, is taking a whole lemon. I've talked about that on the show before. You chop off the little ends at the end of it, throw those away, then you chop the lemon up into little parts. You throw it in about 16 ounces of water in a blender, and you take the rind and the whole thing, and you blend it up, and you add stevia and suck it down with a big straw. Do that once or twice a day, and really brings up the alkalization level. And I learned that from a lady that I helped. I recommended some things for her, didn't charge her for any of it, but recommended some things. She had breast cancer that went to her ribs, then to her liver and lungs. And they did two rounds of chemo, sent her home to die, and they said there was nothing they could do for her. You can only do two rounds of chemo, and if it's not working anymore, it would just totally destroy the person. And I told her what things are known in the nutritional world to be helpful, and one of the things is the thing I was talking about earlier. And I also told her about the lemon. I had actually forgot about it, that I told her about the lemon. And I ran into her about 3 months later, and I didn't recognize her. She regained about 15 pounds. And she said her doctor hugs her and cries and says, "I don't know how you're still here. I thought for sure you would be gone by now." And she said, I said, "Don't tell your doctor that I did it, because I might get in trouble," even though I didn't charge her for it. It's just, I guess I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. I was just a friend recommending things that I knew that was good. But nevertheless, she said everything was gone but a little remnants in the bone. And I would run into her from time to time. And the product, I wish I could tell you the name of it, she said when she quit doing that, the markers for cancer came right back up. When she continued with it, it went down. And that was a real eye-opener, because I told her some other things that are considered very effective and powerful in it. One of them was Gaviola, which is actually recommended by the Cancer Society. But that's only one of the things. I think Partiarco I recommended, and some other herbal products. This one that I was talking about is not herbal. Though originally it starts off using plants, but it, when it goes through this 9 months process, it's no longer what you consider an herbal product. But it was a very effective process. But she told me that of all the things I told her to alkalize, I told her using coral calcium water, drinking that three times a day, and how much sachets you use and all that. She said the best thing to alkalize was the lemon. And some people think, like my friend Doug Kaufman, that the imbalance of the pH comes from pathogens like fungus. He's a specialist in that area, really knows all the ins and outs more than anyone I know of on the effects of fungus on the body. And he said it makes the body acidic, and it also makes you crave sugar. Well, when you kill the fungus, then the body balances itself out more. And when it gets itself all balanced out, then the pH normalizes. Inside the rind of the lemon is D-limony. And D-limony is a very effective anti-cancer product. There's people that sell the oils from the rind. And that rind, they did an experiment with some doctors down in Dallas, and they took that and put a little bit in the food of the laboratory mice. They implanted tumors in them. And the mice that were that had the D-limony, the tumors were gone. The mice that didn't have it died from the tumors. Poor mice. But anyway, it's a simple little thing to do. So I always recommend taking the rind of the lemon as well as the white inside. That's bioflavonoids. And that helps strengthen the tissue that a tumor needs to break down to grow. And if you keep that tissue really strong and add a lot of vitamin C, some buffered vitamin C, like 5,000, 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C, that's another approach that Matthias Rath did research on, using vitamin C with bioflavonoids, and then proline and arginine. And he said that when they set up their experiment, it stopped the tumor from being the enzymes the tumor put out from breaking down the tissue. So that's something to keep in mind. I know a lot of people out there are suffering from cancer, and there's other ways of doing it. One way, I believe, is energizing the mitochondria. The dysfunction of the mitochondria is a major cause of cancer. And when you get it back in balance, then the body can avoid cancer or maybe regulate itself back into a normal state. Now, folks, we'll be right back. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks every Tuesday right here. Now, I have my friend Brenda Schwartz with me, and she has Body Dynamics. She's down in Dallas. And people that met Brenda, they always guess her about 15, 20 years younger than she is. And we'll talk about that on another show, why she looks 20 years younger. But one of the things she does that she turned me on to is she has a total body cleanse in an extra cleanse. And then she has a Theracolon cleanse. And she also has a phenomenal, probably the best there is in probiotics. And I really did something, took some antibiotics, my gut got inflamed and my belly swelled up. Didn't have any surface fat to speak of, but my belly really got big. And so I tried all kinds of stuff out there and nothing was working. So I called Brenda. I said, "Hey, Brenda, I really need your stuff. I've been going through everybody out there, the Garden of Life, everybody, and nothing's working like your stuff used to." So, Brenda, thank you for being with us. And tell me why.
Thank you, Dan.
Why is it? Why is yours working? Because these other companies are big, big companies in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're just a little company, but you do things so well.
Well, we're a little company, but we're growing very quickly just because of what you just said. I don't compromise quality. I mean, here's one unique thing about what we do. Only the best grade of herbs are used. And just let me tell you, when you go to manufacture a product, you do not have to put the best grades of herbs. You could put whatever is mid-grade, low-grade. Mm-hmm. It won't be disclosed on your label, and that saves money. And if you're a huge company that's worrying about your bottom line, I prefer to provide the very top-grade herbs. Each herb is quarantined for a month, and then it's checked to make sure that there is nothing in it, no fungus, no pesticides, nothing that could compromise the batch. So consequently, since 1984, every batch of Mega Wellness Cleanse, Theracolon Cleanse, and Mega Cleanse Extra has been absolutely pristine. Now, here's what people don't realize, Dan. You realize it, but a lot of folks don't realize that most of us are walking around with 5 to 40 pounds of fecal matter adhering to the lining of our colon.
Yeah. John Wayne, when they did an autopsy on the Duke,
yes,
he had 40 pounds
John
in there.
John Wayne's life had we been able to get a hold of him, and that is a true statement. What the Mega Wellness does is it flakes that fecal matter off the colon wall. Some of it has been there for years. It has gotten to be as much as 2 to 3 inches thick.
Golly.
And hard as truck tire rubber.
It's like one of those pipes underneath the house that is encrusted.
Great analogy. That's exactly what it is. As your body is able to eliminate those toxins, now you can absorb nutrients much more efficiently. If you add to that eating correctly, drinking a lot of water, and exercising, that helps your body to cleanse itself more efficiently. One of the good things that these herbs do are help the gallbladder to make more bile, which aids digestion, which aids your liver, helps to clean out your liver as well. So the end result is your skin starts to clear up. That bloated feeling you had starts to go away. Your energy level comes back. So the first step to real healing is cleansing the toxins out of your colon. 80% of all disease starts with the colon.
Mm-hmm. And 80% of your immune system.
Doctors.
80% of all your immune system is functioning in your colon.
Exactly. Hence what you just said about the probiotics. The probiotics are so wonderful. The total digestion probiotics with digestive enzymes are going to further encourage this gut cleanse. One of the strains literally eats the calcified protein off your diverticula.
Huh.
And you see this stuff when you eliminate, you see mm-hmm. it. You know what it is. It's a little looks like little yellow rabbit pellets, but you start to feel better. People with diverticulitis, I've had people with IBS, any other digestive disorder, just about all of them I've heard in 35 years, have over the years called me and said, oh my goodness, this stuff saved my life.
Well, I can see that.
I'm so happy that you've gotten onto it, and I'm hoping that your listeners will go over to Omega Health.
Mm-hmm. 2427 North Council, folks.
That's right. Go over there. They have a wide variety of my products, MaxZorb Nutrition. I have 30 products altogether, not to mention a skincare line that is incredible. And I believe you were telling me you've been enjoying that new Extreme Restoration Lift.
I have, but I want to do a whole show on that. Folks, she has the best skincare line in the market. A friend of mine's wife, and we'll talk about it on another show, you've heard Stan Dennison, if you're a loyal listener on my show. His wife, Laura Dennison, has beautiful skin, but she's tried everything under the sun. I mean, really, really expensive stuff, and a lot of women pay a ton of money. And so Stan and I were having lunch, and he said, is Brenda still doing her thing down there in Dallas? And I said, yeah. I said, my wife thought that was the best stuff she's ever used. And the amazing thing, it's not expensive. Speaking of that, Brenda, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 1-800-MEGA-910.
1-800-MEGA-910.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your website?
It is bodydynamics.com.
Pretty simple.
And here's another thing.
Wait, Brenda, we're out of time. We're out of time, hon.
Oh, darn.
We'll talk more about
it on the next show.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so very much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com. Put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N. Put that in, you'll get 10% discount. So call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, Ph.D. in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Been doing this since March of 1997, and so I always like saying that because it just amazes me, because I used to be someone that would do this and then do that. I'd like to do a variety of things, but radio gives me a variety, and I fell in love with it and like learning all these different things and interviewing all these experts, authors, picking up new information. New information is very exciting to me when I really learn something I didn't know before. Right now, I want to mention something, though, that is foundation. The problem when you do a show like mine, you start thinking, because you personally have been talking about something or have been utilizing something, that you think it's just basic to everybody. And you think, oh, yeah, everyone knows that. For some people, this may be the first time they ever even heard me on the radio, even though I've been doing radio for 22 years now, depending on when you hear this show. But one of the most basic things is getting the balance between omega-3 oils and omega-6 oils back in balance and getting the bad oils out of your system. It's just a necessity that some parts of the country, it's not a big deal. You live up north on the west or the east coast, up in Maine, or you live up in Washington, Oregon area, and if you, especially if you live in Canada, really we messed up a lot of our, Canada messed up their salmon with genetic engineering. So when people eat salmon, they need to look at Alaskan wild-caught salmon. This gigantic salmon that's eating up all the smaller salmon, there's some problems with that genetic engineered salmon. So look for Alaskan wild-caught salmon. But generally speaking, the areas of the world that eat cold water fish, and then because of the cold water, they produce omega-3 oil. And I look at that, it's just like in your car, you have different viscosities of oils. Some work better in summertime and some better in wintertime. In the wintertime, you need a thinner viscosity because it's going to run thick because of the cold. In the summertime, you may need a thicker one because the heat of the summer is going to, you don't want it too thin. You want it to be able to do its job of lubrication and helping the car stay cool by lubricating it. So you need to be aware of how much omega-3 you're getting in your diet. Now, one way to do it is to take omega-3. Drink cod liver oil, and it doesn't taste like it did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was almost frightening trying to get a kid to take the cod liver oil. but it was one of the best things we had because we also got vitamin A and vitamin D out of it. And but it saved a lot of kids' lives. But now, whatever it was that tastes bad, they took it out. So you take cod liver oil. Nordic Naturals has the best. In fact, I was pleased with one of the people that I do nutritional counseling with had told me that when I introduced them to Nordic Naturals, they had been taking another company that I have a lot of respect for in the area of fish oil, and that's Carlson's. I always said they're the second or third best. Well, they said they really could tell the difference. It made a lot of difference. And one time when I was teaching my exercise class, I don't even know if I'd mentioned anything about fish oil. Maybe I had. But two of the women were talking that were in the class. And one of the women said, I don't like fish oil because I belch back up. And another one said, I used to do that. But when I started taking Nordic Naturals, I didn't get that. And that has to do with the purity and the rusticity. Rusticity means it's been oxidized. The oxygen is starting to transform it. So it has to be processed in a certain way. My guess, they haven't told me this, but with one of their old spokesmen, they asked me how I thought it was done. And I said, what I would do is I'd put it in a large vat. I would pump that vat full of nitrogen, so it was only the oil and the nitrogen. And I would spin that vat. And by spinning it, I would have the heavy metals and everything that might be in there go to the bottom. And I would siphon off that oil. And then on the top, up high, where all that is dropped out, they also always have to heat fish oil. You'll hear some companies say, we don't heat ours. Yes, they do. They may not heat it the second time, but the first time they have to heat it to separate things out. All companies do, and some were lying about that. But Nordic Naturals does it that way. And it doesn't hurt to heat it. It only hurts to heat it when it's in the presence of oxygen. The oxygen will cause the oxidation, and the heat activates the oxygen more. But Nordic Natural doesn't have that problem. That's why they always get the highest ratings. Well, they take that cod liver oil, and they have to fish that cod liver oil. They use small boats deliberately, a variety of small boats instead of just one large boat putting out a lot of oil and stuff out into the water. And they want to get it back to the dock very soon so that can be dealt with. Anyway, by taking Nordic Naturals, you help knock the hydrogenated oils out that's so common in our society. And a hydrogenated oil can bring on inflammation. It actually forces the doorway of the orifices around the cell wall open where all kinds of pathogens that normally would get closed out get in, and other things may come out that should stay in. Well, the fish oil replaces that, the omega-3 oil. And the most efficient way to get the omega-3 is in the ultimate or the 2X, so you get it real concentrated. But also look at eating Alaska salmon or sardines, mackerel some. Look at eating those and get that level up, because when you have high levels of omega-3, you have a lot less depression. The suicide levels are almost non-existent. You have less inflammation. You have you're usually thinner, and you sleep better. Your joints are better. Your heart is much, much better. Just so important in your diet. Very basic, but I need to remind you to do it. So do it, folks. We'll be right back. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time. And he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. And I really want to talk to you some more about keeping the body in a balanced state and getting it back in balance. There is a company, a Fox Legacy, that I do a call for every Saturday, except for the last Saturday of the month when I'm doing the lecture. And I'm just one of a few other doctors, and they have Dr. Bevan Elliott, who's the genius behind these products. What he's done with this Restore product, with their Mind product, and with their other oils before that, and with their Perform product, I describe it this way. If I stand out on the back porch with a flashlight and shine my flashlight towards the moon, that flashlight, an airplane, may be able to see it maybe a mile. I don't know. It's going to diffuse in the atmosphere. And maybe not even a mile away. But if I take a laser, a fairly powerful laser, and shine it towards the moon, I can put a dot on that moon. They're both light. They're both photons. What is the difference? Well, the photons the laser makes are usually all from the same crystal, like a ruby, those original ones. And they add energy to it so they get it basically vibrating to produce these photons, and the photons come out on the same wavelength, very same wavelength, moving together, concentrated, and tightly together. So if I shoot a powerful laser and it starts off the size of a pencil, it may be the size of a quarter or a half dollar time it hits the moon, but it stays pretty packed. And that is a focused approach. The other general approach that most nutrition has done is sort of like sprinkling flour up in the air, and some of it's going to land where you want it to and some of it's not. The body has to go through all kinds of processes to draw it in. Well, Dr. Elliott, and I don't know exactly how he does this one-month process, what's all involved in it, but it takes a month to create these, and he's binding them to the olive oil lipids, and also now to the black seed lipids. And by binding them to them in such a way and putting certain nutrients like PPQ that produces more mitochondria, CoQ10, anthoxanthin that protects the mitochondria and the DNA, and a number of other very powerful things, binding these things to them, it works like a laser. It goes right in there. He doesn't need a lot of milligrams to get the effect that I could take 10 times, 100 times more milligrams and never get that effect. So they have very dramatic, very phenomenal effect on the body. I'm so impressed with these. And I'm taking them, and now that they've added the black seed, it took them a while to get the black seed all worked out and figure out how to adjust the black seed and what they needed to do there with the nutrients. My personal feeling is you get your, it's adaptogen. Adaptogen is a Russian name that, I mean, the word is not, I don't think it's necessarily Russian, but it came from Russia, that they knew certain herbs and mushrooms and different things would calm the adrenals. And so their athletes could be put through a much higher stress workout and be able to adapt to that stress. Same thing with their astronauts, their cosmonauts. And the by being able to adapt to that, then they're going to have an edge on their competitors, because too much working out, and a lot of athletes make this mistake, is they overstress their adrenals, they release cortisol, their body breaks down muscle instead of building it. It does a lot of things, retains fluid. It does a lot of negative things. A friend of mine that's a couple years older than me, he works out hard. He plays pickleball a whole lot. He used to be the fastest person in Oklahoma, or I think either one or two. I think it was the fastest person, certainly in his class, his school class range. And as a college football player and everything, he was complaining to me that he said he can't get his chest built up. I said, well, you got to, you know, do flies. And I knew what equipment he had. And he says, well, I do push-ups every day, and I do these flies. And I said, well, what you do better if you do it every other day. You have to let the body respond. Exercise is only a stimulus. And if you're working yourself every day, you're breaking things down. The body needs time off. And if I'm working out hard with my hydrotone equipment, or if I'm working with weights or whatever, and my biceps, let's say I like to do pull-ups and push-ups, and it's one of my favorite things because I like to see how many reps I can get out. Well, I also work real hard with the hydrotone. If my bicep or tricep or chest is still sort of sore, I don't work it. I give it another day rest because it hadn't had time to adapt to that stress. So remember that. You think that your actual workout, your body is changing then. That's only a stimulus for it to change. Then it has to go through a day or 2 days, sometimes more, to adapt to that. A friend of mine who's passed away now, Dr. Fred Hatfield, used to be the strongest man in the world. First person I interviewed on the radio when I very first started. And he at the time had squatted with 1,025 pounds. And he was 5'6" and weighed 255, four times his body weight he squatted with. Amazing, a feat of strength. And he was the editor for Muscle and Fitness and Men's Fitness and wrote articles on my exercise equipment for me. And we got to be good friends. One of his concepts is the larger the muscle group was, the more time it needs to adapt. If you did squats, you needed about 5-6 days for that muscle before you did them again at real heavy. You may, if you did deadlifts, you needed 8 days. But if you worked the arms, you could do it every other day. And shoulders, maybe every other day. But the smaller groups would adapt quicker. The larger groups, the depth of fatigue within that muscle took longer for it to adapt. And I thought that was an interesting concept. But athletes do not appreciate that, and I didn't either at times. You just not make any progress, didn't know why. You go, well, I'm working out hard, why not? It's because you're not working in enough rest. You're not letting the body respond. And there's a lot of things, nutritional things, that will help you respond. These new products by Fox are fantastic in that regard. But creatine, there's been so many good nutritional products to help the body respond. And one thing I like to take before I work out is a nitric oxide-based product that uses arginine and citrulline. I'm not as big on beets as a lot of people are because of the sugar that's in it, and I like to eat low sugar. But it's still a way of doing it. And there's other ingredients that help with that, and a little glutamine helps with the recovery and keep the muscle tissue. So I like it because it opens up the blood flow. And if you're married or a girlfriend, she'll like it too, if you're a man, because it has a Viagra effect. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.